This weekend, a forum on legal issues facing the Indigenous community invited Sydney Siders to discuss whether the system of native title and cultural heritage protections were failing. Aboriginal barrister Tony McAvoy says that the answer varies depending on who's asking.
If you take the perspective of somebody from industry, the federal government, you might think that it's a very, very successful system. But if you take the view of Aboriginal people, well then you might say that it is a failing system.
McAvoy explains that the Australian system had failed its Aboriginal population with only two successful applications in the fight for native title determinations since the enactment of the Native Act 13 years ago. Aboriginal activist and co-founder of the Tent Embassy in Canberra, Michael Anderson, talks about the difficulty to motivate his people to defend their rights against powerful multinational corporations and conservative governments.
They don't want to fight simply because they say the white fellow is too powerful. Aboriginal rights can be eroded and taken away through an act of parliament.
The process in which Indigenous people are forced to participate in, if they wish to be a part of the discussion about the future of their sacred land, is, according to Anderson, simply unfair. They are talking about the inequalities of a system full of white people attempting to represent black people's best interests.
Aboriginal people maintain that we continue to be sovereign states within our nation and on our own land, whereas these people here are applying sovereignty on someone else's land, and of course they're going ahead passing laws and extinguishing those rights. But they will continue to do that because we don't have the political clout yet in terms of the number and economics.
Neville Williams is an Aboriginal activist and have been fighting for many years against major developments on sacred lands around Lake Cowell. The area is also rich in gold deposits. The company Barrick Gold was given the permission by the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Services to develop the site.
It's a David and Goliath situation where it's our sacred site. It's a part of the heartland of the Wiradjuri Nation. And the area of Lake Howell is very, very rich in stone artefacts, and there are marked trees which are living symbols to the Wiradjuri.
Those who attended the forum argued that acquiring native recognition from Australian authorities is a tough and often fruitless mission. Tony McAvoy argues that the legal processes involved are often inappropriate for traditional Indigenous practices and beliefs. He talks about community elders in cross-examination situations in court, the need to prove religious belief or to prove a person's relation to the native community from 1788.
Where we have a process that requires Aboriginal people to participate in an adversarial legal system and be challenged as to their religious beliefs and spiritual connections to country, it is a totally inappropriate system.
Lack of funding means many Aboriginal applicants have close to zero chance of winning. McAvoy estimates that all current cases will be dealt with only in the next 20 years.
The reason I say that the system is failing is the lack of funding to representative bodies. They are the bodies which are appointed by the Federal Minister of Indigenous Affairs to represent native title applicants. I am aware that there are numerous claims existing all down the East Coast in which the representative bodies do not have enough funding to carry out the necessary anthropological, historical, linguistic, or hold the necessary community meetings to allow decisions to be made in a proper manner.
Neville Williams concludes that in order to achieve reconciliation with the Aboriginal community, the system desperately needs to change. But until any steps towards this direction are made, he will keep fighting in support of his community's rights.
Aboriginal land always has been and always will be Aboriginal land. We have never given up and we have never let go. We'll fight to the very end to protect and preserve our cultural heritage.